Good morning, Boca Tell. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning, generously sponsored by Marilyn and Michael Fedak. We remain very grateful to them. Please help yourself from Shia LaCorner, coffee, slushy, pastries, and the like. We are beginning today the seventh perek of Tanya. Perek Zion of Tanya. We last left off talking about the three klipos. Klipos we described are in the model of ego versus elokus, that all of our life can be evaluated by what we're doing, eating, saying, where we're going, what we're thinking, which are all the garments of the soul. Are we doing so in order to indulge in the ego? Are we doing so because of our sense of self, our need, our want, our desire, our craving? Or are we doing so as a yearning for elokus? Because we're striving, we're reaching, we're going higher and higher to connect to Hashem. Everything fits into ego or elokus. Said the Baal HaTanya, Machadish. Baal HaTanya actually introduced this new idea that there's not, unlike the world of halacha, that there's something which is asur, something which is a mitzvah, and that which is reshus in the middle. In the world of hashkafa or machshav, in the world of avoda, everything is either ego or elokus. We're either doing it in a way that's bringing us closer to Hashem or driving us further. So the first three klipos are klipos that are categorically bad or negative. They are all by definition ego. And the end of Perek Vav ended with several examples of them. All non-kosher food, all non-kosher speech, all non-kosher behavior. Essentially, why would one engage or indulge in any of them is only because of ego. It's all and only out of ego. But then we encounter the fourth realm, the fourth klipa. And the fourth klipa is called klipas noga. And on the one hand, it's a klipa, it's a husk. On the one hand, it's a blockage. On the other hand, it's noga. It is bright. There is light. How could it be both the husk, the klipa, and noga, and bright? Because it is neither defined categorically as ego or elokus. It is open and available for us to decide and determine what it is. So with that, we begin Perek Zayin. Ach, however, in contrast, nefesh achiyunis habahamis b'Yisrael shemitzar haklipa, the energizing animal soul of a Jew that comes from the klipa, hamelubeshes bedam ha'adam kenizke la'el, which is embodied in our blood. Where are the klipa in the blood? Why? Because klipa emanates from the animal in us. And here, Rabbi Steinsatz points out in his commentary that when the Baal HaTanya is invoking the image of an animal, not necessarily lowly and base an animal in the negative way. Animal means biological. Biologically, anatomically, we have a lot in common with an animal. We eat, we eliminate, we reproduce. Much of who we are, the physical being of who we are, much of it parallels the animal kingdom, and animals. So biologically, we have this animal. Where is the animal in us found? That animal soul that is part of earth and here and craves pleasure and the now, where is that animal found? That's found in the blood. Adamu ban nefesh. Hanefesh badam. Hanefashos behemos v'chayos ha'ofos v'dogim t'horim v'tarim b'achila. So number one, where is this klipas noga? In the animal soul in us. The animal soul is not good or bad. Unlike other, the Baal HaTanya says our goal is not to shecht or slaughter or purge or eliminate the animal. We're trying to train the animal. We want the animal to be working for us. So number one, the energizing animal soul is in the blood. And that is klipas noga. Second example or manifestation of klipas noga, v'nafshos behemos v'chayos v'ofos v'dagim t'horim v'tarim b'achila. If non-kosher foods are automatically ego, then kosher foods, you could eat kosher food in one of two ways. You could be a glutton. You could eat it out of ego. You could eat it out of desire. You could eat it as a base animal. Or you could be elevating the experience in the act of eating. The eating is a way of connecting to the source of that food, to the life force. And the bright klipa being the sustenance and life force of everything that's permissible to eat from the animal world and the vegetable world. Number three, the klipas noga is also the sustenance and the life force of every worldly act, spoken word, or thought. We said that the soul has garments. The way that the soul presents itself and interacts with the world is through speech, thought, and action. So in our speech, thought, and action, it's not categorically good or bad. It's not inherently, intrinsically positive or negative. It's klipas noga. It's what we do with it. She'ein b'hem tzad iser, lo shorosh v'lo anaf. It has no trace of inherent religious prohibition, neither in its root nor its branch. Misha sam mitzvahs lo saseh v'anfeim d'oraisa u'd'rabbanim. from the 365 prohibitions or from their offshoots, which are Daraisa or Darabanan. So why is such an activity considered to be from Klipa, the dark energy, if it's not prohibited, if these are kosher foods, and if these acts, speech, and thoughts are permissible? So why are they Klipa at all? Right? In other words, Baal HaTanya again is setting up this paradigm. I would have thought that anything that's not prohibited is perfectly permissible. If it's not Aser, what's the problem? However, the Baal HaTanya is setting up this paradigm. He began in the last paragraph, he continues into this one, that says that's not true. That whole paradigm, that whole assumption is incorrect. It's inaccurate. It's not that if it's not Aser, what's the matter with it? It's that even the things that look neutral are klipas noga. They can go one of two ways, and it's up to us to decide which direction to put it. Steinsaltz writes, an old Hasidic saying states, what is forbidden one must not, and what is permitted one need not. What is forbidden one must not, and what is permitted one need not. What is forbidden, he writes, is evil holy on the other side. What is permitted is also klipa and sitra acha. What is permitted is not holy, and therefore belongs to the other side. The other side includes all that is not holy. What is not a mitzvah, what is not actively holy, is klipa husk, something extraneous to the divine essence of creation. The difference between the forbidden and the permitted is not the difference between holiness and klipa, but the difference between the levels of klipa, between klipa that can be rectified and klipa that cannot be rectified. So therefore, klipa's noga is still from the world of klipa. If the urge for it is not a mitzvah, mitzvah is by definition categorically good. Mitzvah is the means to connect to Elokus. But klipa, if it's not a mitzvah, it's just mutter, just because it's permissible doesn't mean you have to. What is forbidden, one must not, and what is permitted, one need not. Why? Because even that which is permitted has an element of klipa. Whatever pastry is available in the lobby today is mutter, has a hechsher, it's kosher, in theory, you could eat it, it's permissible. So is it a mitzvah to eat it? It has klipa. It's extraneous to creation, to holiness. It has a husk, an element. Now, if you're eating it to make a bracha, if you're eating it to observe a yuritzai dechves, if you're eating it because Kodesh Baruch Hu created it, you want to connect to Him by saying the bracha and eating the food that's going to give life force and sustain you throughout the day, if you're eating it because your sugar is dropping and you're a diabetic and eating a little something with sugar in it is the way you're going to maintain your health in the moment, there's all kinds of ways to redeem the klipa. But it's klipas noga. It's not outright klipa because it's not aser. If it were, we would never have non-kosher in the lobby. But if it were non-kosher, it would be outright klipa. Because it is in this middle category, it's klipas noga. And we have the ability to either elevate it or to lower it. So continues the Alter Rebbe. So we learned in the last parak that an activity might serve either to enhance awareness of a divine energy which saturates the universe, or ego, right? The whole world is this paradigm. What we're doing, what we're saying, what we're thinking, where we're going is either ego or elokus. A kosher activity will strengthen klipa even if it's really bodily need for continued living. In other words, you have to eat. So now you're sitting down to lunch, to breakfast. Let's say you're having breakfast. You're not an intermittent faster and you're having breakfast. When you sit down to breakfast this morning, that's tzorach haguf. You need to eat. You need to eat to live. So you might think, if I need to eat to live, by definition, then it's good. Says the Baal Tanya, no, ela kavanaso eino l'shem shemayim kidei lavaros Hashem begufo. If while you're eating, your kavanah is not l'shem shemayim, you're not sitting, meditating, reflecting, thinking with tremendous intention, I'm making a bracha, Kodesh Baruch Hu created this food, Hashem is amazing, He created me that I need to eat it in order to live. So when I eat it, and He is the source of it, He is giving me life. And through the act of eating, I am connecting to the source of life. And this act of eating is transformational. It is a religious experience. The act of eating can either be a religious experience or a gluttonous experience. Lo adifi maisa dibor machshavas elu minefesh achayunus ha-mahamas ba'atzma. All these unawakened acts, spoken word thoughts, are not superior to the animal soul's energy itself, which is focused on the self. You could eat. We actually use this in our vernacular. We describe somebody who eats like an animal. You could eat like an animal, you could eat like a pig, you could eat in a gluttonous, animalistic fashion. And that's indulging the animal, that's klipas noga. Or you could eat with ego, or you could eat with elokus. And just as you can't lift yourself up by grabbing your own hair, no force in the universe, writes Rav Chaim Miller, can transcend its own source without outside assistance. If an act is motivated exclusively by the animal soul, which is powered by self-centered klipa, it cannot awaken to God. Wow. Let's say that again. You can't lift yourself up by your own hair. You can't reach up, in theory, when you had hair, and lift yourself up by your own hair. You would need an outside force to do it. If Alan Berger is standing next to you and you have hair, he can certainly lift you by your hair, but it takes an outside force. You can't lift yourself up. So too the animal soul in you, you can't lift it up because it has self-centered klipa in it. So it cannot awaken to God. V'akol kasher lakol and nishpa v'nimshach mimadrega sheinu shebeklipos v'sitra achra. And it is the same for all kosher objects and activities, and the animal soul itself are powered metaphorically, metaphysically, by the second higher level within klipos and sitra achra, she klipa revius anikris klipos noga, which is this fourth klipa, and it has the bright light. While predominantly self-centered, it has a little good, making it bright. So all klipa is categorically bad. Klipa is ego, that which is forbidden, that which is usur, that which is isser, that which is aveira, that drags us down. Indulging it is indulging the ego. You're doing something wrong. Watching, saying, going, doing, thinking, you're indulging ego. It's lowering you. It's lessening you. It's the pull of spiritual gravity. But klipas noga is not categorically good. A mitzvah is categorically good. A mitzvah that you do, we'll get to lishma, shalol lishma, kavana, no kavana, pnimius of the mitzvah, we'll get to. But the mitzvah, you've done an act that's categorically good. Klipas noga is in the middle, where it depends on the intention that we bring to it. An act powered by klipas noga could either promote ego consciousness, or it could bring you to awareness of Hashem. These two possibilities are suggested by its name. On the one hand, it's klipa, it's husk, it conceals Hashem. On the other hand, it's noga, it's bright, it doesn't eclipse Hashem fully, right? It's a husk that's blocking Hashem. Outright klipa, outright ego, outright negativity is a total eclipse of Hashem. There's no light that shines through. It's pure darkness. It's the other side. It's the sitra achra. Klipas noga is a partial eclipse. On the one hand, it's concealing God. If you eat, if you sleep, if you indulge in the physical, animal, biological world we live in, it's an eclipse. It's eclipsing Hashem, but there's noga. There's light that shines through of Him. It's neither categorically positive or negative, good or bad, and we have the capacity to connect. And it's up to us. Will we indulge in it as an ego consciousness? Is it an ego experience or is it an elokus experience? Shabolam azah nikra olam asiyah rubo kikulo ra. In this physical world, the world of asiyah, there are many worlds. In this world of asiyah, so evil predominates. Rubo kikulo ra. There's a lot of negativity, a lot of darkness, a lot of pull, a lot of gravity weighing us down. Rak miyud hatov mu'ura besocha. And only a little good is mixed in. The odds are stacked against us. It's grossly unfair. We wake up, we're already in the red. We're already dragging down. This is, I've quoted several times, what the Ger Hashiva quotes the Pnei Menachem. Pnei Menachem says, why is there gravity? In everything in the physical world, there's a corollary in the metaphysical world. The same way in the physical world, gravity is pulling us down and we have to resist it in order to lift up. In the spiritual world, the spiritual gravity is weighing us down and we have to resist it in order to lift up. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying. Rubo kekulo ra. There's a spiritual gravity. I would say from when we wake up in the morning, but the truth is it's from before we wake up in the morning. It's the first three snoozes in the morning. Maybe you can or can't relate to this. I, every morning, go through a battle. Many don't even know the likes of which. Before I even get out of bed, there is a battle and a war that took place. Several alarms, several snoozes. Maybe somebody is not so happy there's several alarms and several snoozes. There's a battle. There's a war. There's arguments and excuses why I don't need to wake up, why I don't need to get out of bed, why I don't need to. It's a war. The spiritual gravity is weighing us down. And you have to resist it. You have to overcome it. Rubo kekulo ra, writes the Alter Rebbe. V'shemimena bo'os midos tova shebenefesh b'hamash b'Yisrael. Commotion is barleil. This little good, this miut tov ma'urav besocha, the little bit of good that's mixed in, this is the source of the positive qualities in the animal soul. The animal soul is predominantly bad. It's a spiritual gravity. It is directing us and driving us with cravings towards bad things, wrong things, self-sabotaging things. But there's a shtick good. There's a little bit of good within even that animal soul. And that's klipas noga, what we tap into. That's how we can get around the partial eclipse to access the light of Hashem that is shining through, even through that klipas Noga. V'chi, and then the Alter Rebbe continues. We'll stop here with the relationship between Klipas Noga, the fourth Klipa, and the first three. We'll pick up with this Emirat Hashem next time.